And that's the fun thing about manifesting too, is the almost shock of when it actually shows up and how it's usually better than you imagined when you're manifesting from an authentic place. It's so fun. Like manifesting is so fun because it oftentimes is so much better than what you thought possible.
Yeah, it's a surprise. It's like getting a gift
Yeah.
that you knew you wanted, but you didn't know the specifics.
Exactly. Welcome back to the Magic of Transformation podcast. I am your host, Stephanie Zeller. Today we have a super fun episode on manifesting. You guys are really, really going to like this episode. If you are new to the podcast, be sure to check out all of my courses, including some free courses that I offer at thetransformationschool.com. If you are not subscribed to the show, be sure to follow or subscribe so you don't miss future episodes. And if you enjoy this particular episode, leave me a 5 stars wherever you listen and share the episode with a friend. I'm excited for this one, so let's just dive right on in. Without further ado, enjoy the episode.
We're going to talk about manifestation. I know that's something that we've both been very interested in, especially you, for a long time. But I was wondering, is there a certain moment that you remember consciously manifesting for the first time? Or how about this? Is there a time you remember you now look back and realize you were manifesting, but it was unconscious?
You just literally, you must have intuited that because I was thinking this moment did pop into my mind to share, but then I was thinking about how that was actually before I even learned the process of manifestation. So I love that you said that. And also, it brings up such an interesting point, which is that we're always manifesting.
Yeah.
Like, I think a lot of people think, especially before they learn about manifestation, they think, whatever, I don't want to learn how to do that. And they're already doing it. Like, everyone is always manifesting. It's just a matter of, do you know if you're doing it? Do you know how to do it?
And is it what you want?
Yeah. 100%. Because things happen in our life all the time. And if you can recognize how you're manifesting the things that are happening in your life that you don't want to happen, and you know the process of manifesting, then you can stop manifesting the things that you don't want, which is, like, I think maybe just as important as learning how to manifest the things that you do want.
Yes.
But the thing that really comes to mind is when I was in my last career in dentistry, I wanted to speak more. I wanted to have more like speaking opportunities. And I remember thinking I really wanted to do that and that would be so exciting. And then not that long after that, I would say probably a few months, I started getting just loads of speaking engagement opportunities. And I thought it was amazing. I thought, like, wow, oh my God, life is totally going my way. This is so crazy. Like, I wanted this and now it's happening. And this is a huge dream of mine. So that all happened and it felt like a dream, like a dream come true. Like, I couldn't believe it happened. And then it wasn't until I started learning the process of manifestation that I was able to reflect and look back and realize that I had actually manifested that using like some actual tools for manifestation. Namely, the main thing that I did was I realized that I wanted to have more opportunities to speak. But I also at the same time recognized that I was afraid, that I was afraid of it. And so I set out to not be afraid. I was like, okay, I want to do this, but I'm also kind of scared to do it. And so I just intuitively was like, okay, how can I not be scared anymore? What can I do to remove that fear? So I started doing a lot of personal transformation work. And I also at the same time decided to do a year of yes, where I would say yes to anything that scared me. And so I started doing that. And what happened was I started becoming the person that speaks on stages because I started removing that fear. And as I did that, I started magnetizing those opportunities to me more and more because now I wasn't magnetizing from fear, I was magnetizing from excitement. And that's like a key when we try and manifest something is we actually want to believe it's possible and we want to be like ready for it. And we want to feel worthy of it. We want to feel like we deserve it. And so I didn't know that though. I didn't even know I was manifesting, but I intuitively just did those things. Like I was like, okay, how can I believe this is possible for me? How can I believe that I'm worthy of it? How can I be ready for it and not be in an energy of fear? And so I did this year of yes. And like, I was doing all these things that scared the shit out of me. Like I did like this enormous zip lining thing. And then I did improv, like an improv class that scared the shit out of me. And I was just like saying yes to every opportunity. And that created so much momentum and magnetism that like, it wasn't even that long from when I decided I wanted it to, I actually manifested it. But that really broke my brain back then. Like, I just remember thinking like, oh my God, like it really made me feel like anything was possible. And since then, since I've learned the tools of manifestation and developed my own method to manifest that I like share with all my students, I've really used that time and other times in my life when I've manifested really big things to like distill down the process. Like, what is it that I did exactly that helped me manifest that? And not only helped me manifest it, but helped me manifest it quickly.
Yeah. You know, the author Sonia Ricotti says, you manifest what you believe, not what you want.
Yeah, I just put an Instagram post out that said the exact same thing like a week ago.
Really?
Yeah. It literally, I said, we don't manifest from what we want. We manifest from what we believe.
Oh my God. Well, yeah. I mean, it's true. But I think a lot of people have this idea that manifestation is just like daydreaming in your room and making a vision board and just really wanting it.
Using like positive affirmations.
Yeah. And I think when people hear believe, you know, it's easy to tell yourself something. It's easy to say, I want a new house. I want a new house. That is what I'm going to manifest. But like you just described, if they're not willing to take the steps to, well, can you afford a new house? Like, you know, like really look at what you can do to make yourself actually believe the thing.
Yeah. So when it comes to something like that, like I want a new house. I mean, first of all, you know, I of course have like a really detailed process of like step by step to how to manifest a new house, but it's not just about like, well, can I afford a new house or like looking at the tangibles? Because like usually when we want to manifest something big, it is actually a step above from where we're at. It's oftentimes when we're manifesting something, it's beyond. I mean, for people that really use manifestation tools and really use the process of manifestation, usually they're doing that because it is something that's a step beyond what they think is what's happening right now, right? It's like a level up to get to that thing.
They can't see it being possible at this moment.
Yeah, usually. Yeah. And so part of the process of manifesting it is personally transforming inside to go from a place of, well, I can't afford it right. I actually can't afford it right now. Or I don't think that's possible. Or I don't think I'm worthy. Or this would never happen to me. Two, I believe that this is definitely possible. Not only that, but I know it's going to happen. I know that I'm going to figure out a way to make the money. It's all going to happen for me. And I know that I'm worthy of it. It's like you have to go through that inner transformation to make it happen.
Yeah, which is what I really wanted to talk to you about today, and how the inner transformation makes manifestation so much more possible and actually fun, like fun to do, because it's almost proof that your transformation is working. So to go back, like we talked about, you know, how you manifested unconsciously. But was there ever like an aha moment or a light bulb that switched for you while you were manifesting something and you realized, oh, I am not doing this XYZ that I need to do in order to manifest? Like, was there ever a time that you were like, oh, that's it. I have to change this. And then it opened up for you.
Yeah. Interestingly, the thing that's coming up is in my relationship. I feel like I wanted to manifest a more kind of juicy, intimate, flirtatious, erotic, fun, playful relationship in my current relationship. So I didn't want to like leave my relationship. I wanted to be like that with my partner more. And I was feeling frustrated that it wasn't like that. Like I was like, and for a long time, I felt like it was his fault. Like he's not being flirty enough, or he's not, you know, we're not having the kind of sex I want to have, or whatever. And then I really got like, when I really looked at it in from the lens of personal transformation plus manifestation, which is what you're talking about, because like to manifest something, if it is like one click above where you're at, it always requires a personal transformation for you to manifest that thing. So when I started looking at it from that lens, I realized, oh, it's not just him, it's me too. Like I'm not in a fuckable energy. You know, like I'm in a kind of a passive aggressive, irritated energy because things aren't going the way that I want them to. I'm not like a in a yummy, like fuckable energy.
Seductive,
Yeah. Like, and so then I had to ask myself, like, okay, well, how do I go from like maybe resentful and angry to a fuckable energy to actually being open and playful myself?
and encouraging that behavior.
Exactly. Because if I want, like, I can't manifest this if my energy and everything I'm about is repelling it. And that's like the biggest thing I see people doing with manifesting is they say they want to manifest something, but they're not at all the kind of person that would manifest that thing. And so you have to become that.
And they're not willing to change to become that. Yeah, just what you're saying.
Well, yeah, they're not willing to change because but I also think a lot of them don't even know that they need to change. They're just like trying to manifest the thing and the thing's not coming, and then they're fucking pissed that the thing's not coming. But it's like they're not the person that would receive that thing. They're not the person that would even manifest that thing because like they're in a totally different energy. So it's, and I talk about this with my students all the time of being in energetic coherence. So it's like having your energy match your actions and the things that you say that you want. So if, just like this with this example, if I'm saying I want a more flirtatious, yummy, kind of erotic relationship, am I in that energy in the first place? Am I in that energy of what I say I want? Or am I just saying I want that with my mouth, with my words, but my energy is saying something totally different? My energy is saying I'm fucking pissed and I'm resentful and things haven't gone the way that I want them to. So that's me out of energetic coherence. Or if somebody's saying I want to manifest a house, but then they're super grippy with their money and they never spend their money on anything and they're hoarding, they're out of energetic coherence. They're saying one thing, like, I want a new house and I want to feel really abundant, but then their energy and the way they're being in the world is saying something totally different. So it's becoming a match for both the thing that you say that you want, but more importantly, like the person that you have to be to receive that thing.
And sometimes it takes imagination and creativity to figure out ways to become that person, right? Like, I think you were saying you've figured out that you were frustrated and you were kind of resentful. And I think that is a very normal place for most people to go when they aren't getting what they want.
Yeah.
And it's like, how can you use your imagination and creativity to figure out a way that you can take small steps to transform into the person that you need to be? So, like, how do you use your creativity to do that?
Yes, and that often requires deeper work of releasing stored up emotions from past difficult events or like past trauma or things that have happened to you that were hard. So, if you, for instance, let's take the example of buying a new home. And let's say when you grew up, you your parents like never owned a home. You were always moving from place to place. Your parents always struggled with money. They were always talking about how they struggled with money. And that made you in your like little child body feel really unsafe around money because it was so hard. Like you saw your parents crying or you saw your parents arguing and you had to move all the time. And so there was all this stress that your body accumulated growing up in childhood with that happening. When you get into adulthood, if you want to manifest, like, okay, I want to manifest this big, amazing home, you have layers upon layers now of beliefs telling you that you can't do that and that it's hard and that money is scary and that you should hold on to everything that you have and you should grip to it. And so that takes really deep personal transformation work to change those things. You can't just change them by just using a vision board and telling yourself positive affirmations of like, okay, if I look at bigger houses every day and I tell myself I can have them, it's going to happen. And this is why people don't believe in manifestation
Yes.
because they do that and it doesn't work. Then they feel pissed and then they get, they, you know, quote, stop manifesting. But in reality, they're actually always manifesting. What they're really manifesting is they're manifesting a small home that they have right now because that's what their energy is doing. That's what their beliefs are doing. They're gripping. They're scared. So we don't manifest from, again, we don't manifest from what we want. We manifest from what we believe. So if somebody, even though they want a bigger house, if they believe that that's not possible for them, that's what they're going to manifest from. Like we manifest from our energy and what we believe. And so then that person, like if that person were to come to me and say, hey, I need some help with this, I would say, okay, let's identify like all these beliefs that you have that are telling you that you can't manifest this house. And then let's do some deep personal transformation work, like subconscious reprogramming and releasing the trauma from your body so that you can start to believe a different narrative for yourself. So you can start to believe something better can happen for you. And I think that's so hard for people to conceptualize if they haven't done a lot of inner personal transformation work, is that they think, well, this is just life. Like, life is hard.
Yeah, this is what I was handed.
Yeah, exactly. Life is hard. I'm not as lucky as all the other people that get to have these big homes. Life is just hard. But you can change that perspective. You can change any perspective. You can change any belief with the right tools. And this is why, like, I'm a huge fan of subconscious reprogramming. And what subconscious reprogramming is, it's a hypnotic process that I lead people through the tools in my courses, where we identify what self-limiting belief you're believing. So like the self-limiting belief in this case would be, I want the house, but I believe I can't have it because I believe for me, money will always be difficult and I have to hold on to my money and that money creates pain and suffering. And there's like all these beliefs there. So we would just take one of those, we would go in through a hypnotic process and we would change it to a self-expanding belief. So instead of money creates pain, we can change that to money creates freedom, money creates fun,
I love that.
money creates opportunity.
Yeah.
So that's the personal transformation work that you have to do. And when I teach my students about manifestation, they get so excited because they realize that all this personal transformation work is going to amount to something. It means that they get to manifest things in the world. Like they get to manifest, like I've had a lot of my students buy super expensive dream cars that they never thought they'd be able to buy, but they manifested it through this work. And first, people listening, if they're like, that's dumb, like just think about whatever it is you want to manifest. I've had people manifest their ideal partner, new homes, babies, so many things because of the personal transformation work that they've done, because they've changed all those beliefs that used to keep them in this like tight prison to, oh my gosh, I can do anything. And that's what I did, like with speaking, right? Taking my first example is, okay, I really want to speak, but I'm in fear. And so my energy is saying, I'm in fear. Don't ask me to speak. That's
Yeah.
literally what my energy is. My energy is saying, oh my gosh, no, I'm really scared of that.
And it almost feels safe to think, oh, well, I really want to speak, but I'm scared and I won't be asked to, so that's okay.
Yes, sometimes we do that because that feels safer to our nervous system.
Yeah.
Right. But then we're never going to actually manifest the thing that we say we want. And
Right.
I could sense I was doing that. I was like, I want to speak, but my body is saying no. My words are saying yes. My body is saying no. How can I get my body to say yes to this thing? And that's when I did the year of yes. And I did some other personal transformation work too, because I was like in therapy and doing a lot of other stuff. But as I started to transform those beliefs and I started to have confidence in myself that I could be seen in that way, my energy started saying yes. And that's when I started manifesting it, was like with that shift. So that's what I would say with that person about wanting to manifest a different house, is like you have to do the personal transformation work. But the manifestation is what makes personal transformation so fun. I mean, it's not just, oh, I need to look at my childhood and I need to,
oh, right. Yeah.
I need to do this work. I need to do the trauma healing. I need to blah. On the other side of that, you get to manifest a life literally beyond your wildest dreams. The life that I'm living right now of doing what I want, when I want, making good money, better money than I made in dentistry, having the career beyond what I like, all of these things that I'm doing right now, amazing partner. This is all beyond what I ever thought was possible. I mean, I've manifested beyond what I could even conceptualize 10 years ago. And that's the payoff of personal transformation. Like there is a payoff. You don't just like do it because you should.
Or to be a better person.
Right. Like, yes. Ugh.
I think vomit. Like we know, okay, yeah, we all like want to be better people, but there is more to. I was just having a conversation with my mom the other day where we were talking about, you know, introspection and transformation. And she was like, I just don't see the point. I really love my life.
People say that. And then they're like, I really love my life. Now I need to go have a glass of wine because I have anxiety.
Right. She can't even imagine.
Right.
She can't even imagine what it could be.
That's yes. Yeah. It's just like the number of times I've heard people say that and be like, I don't need to transform. I feel really good. Okay. I'm going to go on a flight now. I need my Xanax.
Yeah.
Or like, oh, I just had a panic attack yesterday, but like, I really love my life. So there's some sort of disconnect. I mean, I think it is exactly what you're saying of like, the disconnect is because they don't have that contrast. They can't imagine something better. It's like the other day I had my blood drawn and I saw I was deficient on something. And so I'm working with this nutritionist to do this stuff that I'm doing with my body. And they gave me the supplement and I took the supplement. And then within 2 days I felt so much better. And I was like, oh my God, I didn't even know what I was missing.
You don't know what you don't know.
And yeah, that's exactly what it is. I think for people that haven't done a lot of deep personal transformation work and like we're talking about, manifest it, because you just don't know how much better it can be.
You know, what you think you become, what you feel you attract, and what you imagine you create. Do you know who said that?
Who?
Buddha.
Nice.
But it's literally everything.
Dropping the Buddha quotes.
I mean, it's just, those are the keys. And I think imagination and creativity doesn't usually get talked about with manifestation.
Yeah.
But it is so helpful and really necessary, because what you just said, 10 years ago, you couldn't imagine this life. Well, if you can't imagine it, you can't manifest it.
Right. And I couldn't have manifested this 10 years ago. I mean, I had to incrementally change to start manifesting bigger and bigger things, to start even knowing the things that I could manifest. But I love that you're talking about imagination, because I'm putting out, from when we're recording this, I'm putting out the energy update tomorrow. And the energy update this month is so much about betting big on yourself and imagining something for yourself and like really going all in on it. And this is really what I'm talking about when I say being in energetic coherence. Like, in, if you really want to manifest something, you have to have your energy and everything that you're doing really in it. Like you have to be all in it. Like, just like you were saying earlier, you can't be kind of hiding and be kind of, it's kind of fine with me if I don't manifest this because I'm so scared of manifesting this.
Yeah. Like I say, I want it, but like, really, I don't.
Right. So being all in on it, and I talk exactly about this, a huge part of manifesting, which is really just creating something that you want in the world and attracting it to you, is knowing what you want. And that for some people, that's about knowing exactly what it's going to look like. Okay, I want to speak more. So I need to think about exactly who I want to speak for and who I want to speak to and exactly what I want to do. And for some people, it's more so about the feeling that you're going to have when you're speaking. And I would say for everyone, you should know the feeling that you're going to have when you manifest the thing. But you're very unlikely to manifest things if you aren't at least oriented in that direction. And that requires some degree of imagination and creativity.
So when you have these self-limiting beliefs, like most of us do, how do you know when you've gotten to a place where you truly believe what you're trying to manifest?
So I think a simple way that I try and explain people being fully convinced of their beliefs is when you think about, this sounds so simple, but bear with me. When you think about what your name is, so it's like, my name is Morgan. How much do you believe that?
100%.
Right. It's so clear, right? So clear that if somebody were to come up to you and say, your name's not Morgan, you would almost laugh at that. You would almost, there would be no need to defend anything in you.
Yeah.
Because that's so silly.
Yeah.
Because you are 100% certain of your belief. This is what it feels like to be integrated in your beliefs, is to the point that you actually don't even need to defend it to anyone.
Yeah.
And it's funny because this, I think a way of illustrating this point is, a couple years ago, we went as a family, and you were probably there. We went on vacation, and everyone around the table, there's like, 15 people or whatever. Everyone's like arguing about something. I don't remember what it was, but everyone's just, I don't know, defending their points.
I can think of a few things.
Yeah. And I just was sitting there. And afterwards, my partner Tilo was like, I was surprised by how calm you were. And like, there's something in you that's changed in these interactions. Like, I don't see you interacting with your family in the same way that you used to. And that's because I've become so integrated in my beliefs that it just matters not to me if people agree with me or disagree with me. I don't need to convince anyone of anything. Like, that's when you know that you 100% believe it, is when you no longer need to defend it. So going off the example of, I want to manifest a new home, something people that manifest run into all the time is naysayers. So they're trying to manifest something big, and they tell someone, like their mom or, their sister, or just somebody that like knows how to poke at you.
Yeah.
And you'll tell them, I want to manifest this big thing. And then they'll immediately just go off about all the reasons why that probably can't happen. Or, oh, are you sure you want that? And they'll poke at it. And if you feel in you a need to defend it, or a need to convince them why it's what you should have, that means you're not fully integrated yet in the belief. Because when you fully are integrated in that belief, you just say, okay, I mean, that's your opinion. I know what I want, though.
Yes. And I know it's possible.
Yeah. And so that's how you know, is there's, you're not afraid of the naysayers anymore. The naysayers don't trigger you. You just know it's going to happen. There's no part of you that doubts, so much so that you could go into a room of people that could, 100 people could raise their hand and give you all the reasons why they think it's not going to happen for you. And you would just be like, all right. And because you think about it, if you were to go into that same room and you were to say, my name is Morgan, and 100 yeah. people raise their hand and they start trying to convince you that it's not, you would just be like, whatever, you guys, you can believe whatever you want.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I mean, that's, when I am consciously manifesting something, I don't tell a lot of people.
Yeah. So important.
Just because that's my way of protecting, keeping it mine.
Well, it's so important to do that until you reach that 100% integrated state of, it's right. going to happen. Then yeah. You don't need to, quote, protect it. However, I would say still, like, don't share it with naysayers. Like, why?
Yeah, right.
I mean, what's
and
the
even,
point?
Even people who are supposed to be supportive in your life, like maybe
your partner,
your mom or your sister or your partner. Yeah,
yeah.
Those are the people that care so much about you that they are looking out for you. And they're always going to go to like worst case scenario.
Well, it's so funny because, I mean, this is a whole other podcast, but that is not looking out for someone.
Exactly.
Sharing with them worst case scenarios is not helping anyone.
No, I completely agree. It's not keeping someone safe.
Unless it's so obvious, like, I'm going to go jump off this cliff with no parachute. Great. Tell them, hey, you could die. Okay. But like, if it's not, I mean, I would say 99.9% of cases, not helpful to share worst case scenarios with people.
Well, and if that person's telling you, hey, I'm going to go jump off a cliff without a parachute, don't you think they've thought about that?
100%, 100%.
Don't you think they've already thought about
yeah,
every single thing that you could bring up or that, you know? So yeah, I think that it's, especially if you're someone who is swayed by other opinions, like just keep it to yourself. Have it be something you can believe it without having to say it out in public.
Yeah. And when I'm walking people through manifesting, I tell them that all the time. And it's, I have to say, it's interesting to see how hard that is for some people, how some people feel like, because they grew up in really codependent enmeshed homes where you couldn't have anything just for you, it becomes really hard for those people to have things that are just for them. And they feel like they do have to tell their partner literally everything, or they have to tell their mom literally everything. And then of course, when they do, it doesn't go well for them because then they have to meet all of this aggressive feedback.
And the expectations of other people who are now like in on this thing that is supposed to be for you.
Yeah. I mean, it just makes it messy. It makes it so messy. And you start to drown out your own voice. And I've worked with so many people who they don't even know what they want. Like they literally have no idea. And this was me when I first started manifesting. I didn't even know what to manifest because I was like, I don't even know what I really like. I don't even know who I am. Like I have in my head what I'm supposed to like and who I'm supposed to be and the things I'm supposed to be doing and the life I'm supposed to build. But what do I like?
Yeah.
And I've had so many clients that when they learn the process of manifestation through my, which by the way, is through my course, Your Life's Work, that's where I teach it. They'll say to me, I don't even know what to manifest because I don't even know what I like. And so I will tell them, go to the mall or the store or get online without anyone with you. And just see if you feel drawn to something. But that's so important to do those things without anyone with you. Because how many people do you know that they'll take someone shopping with them and then they'll ask them like, what do you think about this? What do you think about this? What do you think about this? And they're not sourcing from themselves, from inside themselves, what they even like or what they even want.
I hate shopping with other people.
Oh, same.
Because of that. And
like, I don't care about your opinion.
I know. That's what, so like looking for my wedding dress. First of all, I tried on like no joke, 300 wedding dresses. I went to LA, Seattle, Portland. I just looked, I knew the feeling I wanted, right?
Yeah,
I knew the feeling. And my mom was very hurt that I didn't take her shopping with me. And I told her, I said, your vision is different from my vision. How you perceive me on my wedding day is so different from how I want to feel.
Yeah.
And it's not that I would even listen to your opinion. It's that I just don't want to hurt your feelings even more.
Well, and again, like that noise, like you don't need that noise.
Yeah, I don't need that. I already know that what I want is not in huge supply. So like, I'm looking for a needle in a haystack.
Yeah.
I don't need the other. But yeah, I think that we can like just really let other people get in our heads about what we want.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a great example in terms of why it's important to keep it private and how someone can actually do that. I mean, that's a perfect example of, yeah, just don't bring them with you.
And it might hurt the other person's feelings, but again, wouldn't it hurt her feelings more if I took her with me and she found a dress that she thought I looked beautiful in? I was like, you know, there's a lot of beautiful dresses. They're all beautiful. It's just not my dress.
Yeah.
And is it going to hurt more later if I let her in on the process? when she figures out I actually don't care about her involvement in the process? Or is it better that I leave her out, I do it, and then I'm like, sorry.
Yeah. You know, a fun way to blow people's minds is wait until you've manifested it
Yes.
and then just tell people.
Yes.
Like it blow the number of times I've done that now with like my parents or just people in my life where I've waited till I've manifested something, then I just casually drop the thing I manifested. I mean, it's like total face drops. Like, oh, what? Because, and you see in that moment what it would have gone like if I would have told them before I manifested it, because they're so shocked that I manifested it. You can see in that moment, oh, if I would have told them before while I was trying to manifest it, this would have been a nightmare because they would have come up with 100 ways why it wouldn't have worked. And now I'm just dropping a bomb. They're shocked. They feel like now they're expanded. They're like, whoa. Oh my gosh, I didn't even know that was possible. So now I've expanded them, and now we can all just like celebrate together.
That's the best. I mean, there are manifestations like you also have to think about the ways in which your manifestation is affecting other people.
What do you mean?
There have been things I've manifested that I will never tell some people that I manifested it.
Oh, sure, of course. Yes.
Because it affected them too.
Yeah.
It affected them, and it was for the better. It wasn't like I was doing something where it would hurt someone, but
Yeah, again, we don't have to tell everybody. You don't have to tell anyone anything ever.
yes, yeah. And I think that's where I hear a lot of people, they want to shout from the rooftops their manifestation, and it's like you don't have to do that.
No, but you can. It's a case by case basis.
All you can, but it's all for you and the transformation of you.
Yeah, and I will say there comes a point in the process of manifestation where claiming your manifestation in a really loud, visible way can be a really important part of the process. It just depends on who you are, what your process is, and what it is you're manifesting. So sometimes claiming the thing that you want in a loud way can help you step into it more and help you transform, especially if you have shame around it.
Oh, yeah.
So, for example, let's say you want to be a model, but you've always been told looks aren't important. You grew up with this whole like looks aren't important. You should kind of hide yourself mentality. But then you're trying to manifest being a model, but you have this part of you that's kind of like at the same time hiding your looks because you feel like that's not what should be important. And you're a little bit ashamed of wanting to be a model. There will come a time, like you will never manifest that if you can't be fully seen, if you can't be fully visible, especially something like a model where you're like your exterior needs to be seen, needs to be visible. So there will come a time in that process of manifesting where that person will have to claim that they want to be a model, will have to be able to step forward and be really bright and be seen for their looks, literally.
Yeah.
And because otherwise they're not going to be in the right energy to attract modeling opportunities. And so for that person, maybe they start a social media account where they're taking like self-portraits or they're having people take pictures of them. And maybe they're not 100% in the belief yet of I can do this, but doing that will help them step into full belief. And when you're in that very critical stage of where sometimes you do need to claim your manifestation or what you want in a really loud way for the people that need to do that, depending on what they're manifesting, that's always a really scary time because you could attract naysayers in that moment, but that's part of it. That's also part of the personal transformation work then that you have to do in terms of like getting triggered by them and then moving through those triggers. It's like so it can feel layered and nuanced manifesting, but at the end of the day, it's not super layered. It's just like, okay, what is the personal transformation that I need to do to step fully into the person, the kind of person that actually manifests this? If I want to be a model, I have to be somebody that's really fucking proud of the way I look and not afraid of showing it. So what are all the steps that I need to take to become that person? And that's the way that I teach manifestation and the steps that I give.
Yeah, I love that. What if what you are trying to manifest is not in alignment with you?
So when you, just to clarify for the listener, when you say in alignment, what you mean is in alignment with who you are authentically.
Authentically, your higher self, alignment
Yeah.
with your soul's purpose.
Right. So this happens all the time. We've all done this. We've all tried to manifest things that we thought we wanted. And you can still manifest things that are not in alignment with your authentic self, because all you need to manifest it is you need to believe that it's possible, believe that you're worthy of deserving of it, and be ready to receive it. So you can certainly manifest things that really aren't going to ultimately serve you. What generally happens though, when you do manifest those things, is they don't feel the way that you thought they were going to.
Yeah.
And that's how you know, like, that's how you know, wait, I thought I was going to feel differently when this happened. I've been waiting for this, trying to manifest this forever, and here it is. And I don't feel the way that I thought I was going to feel. And that's generally how you know that it wasn't the thing.
Yeah. And that's a feeling I think we've all had, probably.
Oh,
how
yeah.
many times have you gotten something that you've really put your energy into and you're like, oh, this isn't the thing?
Yeah, leaves you like just disappointed.
But then at least you have the proof that you manifested, you made it happen. So if that wasn't the thing, find the thing and do it again.
Right. And that's why, again, personal transformation work is so important, because what personal transformation work helps you do is discern who you really are and what you really want.
Yes.
And, you know, I have this big career course, and a lot of people that come into the career course have had success in their career and don't feel like they thought they were going to feel. And so a lot of that course is figuring out who you really are and what you really want. Because we're programmed by our caretakers, society, friends, so many things. We're programmed to want certain things when actually sometimes those things are not in alignment with who we really are. They're not even like, they're not something that's going to leave us with that joyful, fulfilled, abundant, freedom sort of feeling that we're looking for.
Yeah.
And so there has to be a process of figuring out who you really are. And then when you can start to manifest from an authentic place, then it gets really fun and juicy. And again, that's where personal transformation work is fun, because you get to learn who you are, what your strengths are, what you're really good at, what actually lights you up. And then when you have a picture of that, and then you start manifesting from that place, that's when life just goes, that's when life gets insane, because it's so much better than you ever thought possible.
Yeah, totally. I've manifested a lot in my life, but I will say the time when I got a ping to manifest something specific, and I did not think that I wanted that thing. I was like, I don't want that. That isn't what I'll just give the example. So I was living in LA, working in LA. I had been there for 5 years. I had great friends. I had what a lot of people would think was an amazing job. And I woke up one day and I was like, I'm ready to settle down. I'm ready for my partner, like my partner. And it's not here. It's not going to be in LA. I don't know where it's going to be, but I'm ready. That this is the time. And I didn't tell anyone about it really. But I will say within 6 months, I was living in a new state. I literally 2 days after I moved there, I reconnected with who is now my husband. We started dating immediately and my whole life changed. But I didn't want that at first. I got that ping and I remember thinking like, I'm only 26. I have so much more life to live. Like, I'm in such a cool place. I don't want that. And I had to follow it. I followed it because that's what I do. But I could see a lot of people maybe getting that ping and being like, but that's not like what I'm doing. That's not what I really want.
Yeah. And I love that example, because this is really applicable for the people that are connected to their intuition. Because when you this is the cool thing about working with your higher power and with your intuition is like, it can start to actually guide you and lead you to even greater manifestations than you could imagine. So if you're connected to that and you start to get a vision of it, or you just like hear a, I remember one time I was working with a client who was just starting to walk into her house, and she was just connecting with her intuition for the few months prior for the first time. And she was walking into her house and she just had this thought drop into her head of, you should move out of this city. And we immediately discount those things. And that's what she did. She recognized it was intuition, but her response was, what? I don't, why would I do that? And so we start to convince ourselves sometimes out of it, especially if we're not really familiar with that voice, that inner voice, or that guidance leading you forward. But this is where manifestation can get even more amazing and fun, is if you are really dialed in and you're connected to your authentic self and you've done personal transformation work and you're connected to your intuition, then you start really being led and you can feel that you're being led, and you're led to things that you didn't even know you wanted.
Yes.
And that are bigger than you could have imagined in your little box of self-limiting beliefs.
Yeah.
And then if you can trust those things, that's really where everything expands beyond what you thought was possible, because you were literally led. So I think that's a great thing for people to keep in mind if they have a little niggle of an idea for their life or something in their life that they want to manifest, but they think it's crazy, or they're convincing themselves they shouldn't want that, or they don't want that, or they don't know why they would want that. That's real. There's something there.
Yes.
And it's better. And you just have to become, I mean, like you, like from where we first started, you really have to become a different person. And that's the cool thing about manifesting, is as you manifest things, you transform personally to fit that manifestation, to connect with that manifestation. So a lot of times when you're being intuitively guided towards something, it's because the universe, God, your higher power, whatever, is trying to help you transform into this person that you're meant to become, and you're going to be even happier being than you are right now. And so there's both the manifestation that you get, which is the payoff on the other side, but then there's also the person that you become in the process, which is always, when you really do the work of personal transformation and manifestation, that person is always happier and like more high vibe and more lit up and more abundant and all the things.
They're in alignment. Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, you know, just going back to, I was manifesting a lot, but the time that time I was talking about is the first time I manifested and I wasn't disappointed.
Wow.
I was always manifesting, like from the time I was in seventh grade, like consciously
Wow.
manifesting, but I would always get the thing and be disappointed and be like, oh, this isn't what I thought. You know, I've jumped around. I've had like a lot of different lives. I've tried so many different things. And it was that one little voice that was like, maybe you should like settle down and be married and have a family. And that was so far from anything I thought I wanted. And now I have to say, like, I'm still not disappointed. I have never been, it's only gotten better.
Amazing.
Yeah. So just to end, to wrap it up, what is your favorite thing that you have consciously manifested? And let's make it like a tangible thing.
I mean, the things that, there's two things that I've manifested that make my life feel super rich and full. And that is my relationship and my business. Let me take my business, for example. Manifestation has worked so much in my business in the most insane ways. And I'm going to give you two examples. One, my business, the way it operates and the way people find me, for instance, is like crazy. It's like magic. Like I had a client that she wasn't super happy in her career. She's a dentist. And all of a sudden she started hearing my name in her head. And she used to follow me when I was in dentistry, but she was like off social media. She hadn't seen anything that I was doing for 5-ish years, had no idea why she kept hearing my name in her head. So finally, after weeks of this, she just looked me up on LinkedIn and realized that I had completely transitioned out of dentistry and I was doing this personal transformation work. And she went down a rabbit hole And then ended up applying for my career course and then took my career course. And it was this crazy story of how I manifest clients like that all the time that are so kismet and such a perfect fit in the most crazy ways like that. How does that happen? What kind of marketing plan is that where somebody just can't stop thinking of my name?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the kind of magic that happens in people's lives when they start manifesting and they start working with the universe like this.
Yeah.
And then the second example I was going to give was doing this podcast with you. Because I knew I wanted to manifest something that felt more exciting having to do with my podcast. And there were a few different things that I tried. And then it was like, I feel like this is what often happens when the manifestation is right and you're in alignment, is it just like, it's so easy. It just drops in. And we were having a conversation and we decided to try this, and it's just been so easy and flowy, and it's given a whole new life to my podcast. And I think that when you manifest, I mean, I manifest things every day, and there's crazy synchronicities that happen every day where things just fall into place, fall into alignment. And that's what happens when you're both aligned, in alignment with your authentic self and manifesting from an authentic place. And when you actually know how to manifest,
Yeah.
it just like it's easy. And that's not to say difficult things don't happen, but whenever those difficult things happen, I know that they're happening to transform me to get to my manifestation.
Yes.
So they're part of the process.
Yeah. I mean, speaking of synchronicities, like, let's talk about how you and I first even started doing magical things together. We didn't have a conversation about it. We didn't really even know each other very well. You had just moved to Seattle, Bainbridge. Patrick and I had been in Portland probably like 2 years, but we were engaged. And I remember he was like, "Oh, hey, we're going to go visit Stephanie on Bainbridge because they just moved there." And I texted you and I was like, "Hey, do you want me to bring my tarot cards and do a reading?" Not knowing that you had any connection to tarot cards or divination or spirituality at all, because we had never talked about that. And you were like, "Do you want me to do the reading?" And I was like,
Yeah, so
"What?"
for listeners that don't know, a reading is like a psychic intuitive reading. So Morgan and I both are psychics and have intuitive abilities. And I love that story because I remember looking at my phone being so confused because you were saying I can do a reading, and then I was like, you want, because we were both learning at that point
Yes.
how to be psychic and how to tap into intuition and receive information. And when we say psychic, we're not necessarily meaning, this is what's going to happen to you. It's more so seeing beyond what people are able to like see or access for themselves, just extra information about certain situations or about who someone is or what they really want and that kind of thing. We're talking to dead people, right? Something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I remember that. I remember thinking, wait, so I re and texted you, wait, so do you want me to do the reading? And you were like, I don't know what you're talking about. And I was like, what are you talking about? And you're like, I've been trying this. I've been doing this thing where I do readings for people. And I'm like, wait, I'm doing this thing where I do readings for people. And that's a perfect example of manifesting because you and I, we were both sort of at the beginning stages of learning what our psychic gifts were, our intuitive gifts were. And we really needed someone to practice with. We really
Yeah.
needed support because our family systems certainly weren't supporting that. They were totally like shut down and whatever to it.
And my partner was definitely not.
Same at the time. I mean, my partner's not now, but yeah.
Yeah, at the time. And you had moved close. Like, that
Right.
summer was so magical. I drove to Bainbridge all the time and we just worked on it. And it was like, yes, that was exactly what we both needed,
Yeah.
but we couldn't have like thought that was going to happen.
Known that. Yeah. And I think probably you would agree at the time we were both manifesting more people in our lives that were into the things that we were into and to practice with and to understand us, even like see us, right? Like I didn't have a lot of people in my life that could really see me and see who I was becoming and see my gifts and that kind of thing. And And so just even putting that out to the universe is saying like, yeah, I really want a person like that in my life. And then boom, it just drops in.
Yeah.
And that's the fun thing about manifesting too, is the almost shock of when it actually shows up and how it's usually better than you imagined when you're manifesting from an authentic place. It's so fun. Like manifesting is so fun because it oftentimes is so much better than what you thought possible.
Yeah, it's a surprise. It's like getting a gift
Yeah.
that you knew you wanted, but you didn't know the specifics.
Exactly. Yeah.
If you liked today's episode, share it with a few friends that you think could benefit and leave me a 5-star review wherever you listen. Thank you for doing that. I so appreciate you. And don't forget to follow or subscribe to the show so you don't miss future episodes. Thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time.